All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. Remind you guys, every single day, attorney Stan McDonald. He's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville. Stan McDonald, a 30-year veteran of the practice of law and the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about Stan here in a few minutes. All right, let's talk about some shock and awe, shall we? Let's talk about some scunion. And before I do, let me just say there's a quote from the movie Conan the Barbarian. This is a classic movie. Conan the Barbarian. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he played the mighty Conan, who was asked what is best in life. You may remember this series. Conan, what is best in life? His answer was this. He said, to crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, to hear the lamentations of the women. Well, we may be watching the political version of that right now. If you're not watching the news nonstop, you're going to miss something. I mean, really. Events are happening at a rate that is almost unparalleled in modern history, especially at the rate of government. Used to be that was an old saying. How fast did it move? How about the rate of government? Not no mo. Events are happening at a rate that is so fast that the press can't hardly keep up with it. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, she had one of those mic drop moments when she listed off a series of events that had transpired in her daily presser, and she ended it all by saying, this president will continue to put Americans first, and I think the successes of this week so far speak to that, and it's only Wednesday. And then she smiled and walked away. Holy cow. But it's true. We're witnessing the political version of shock and awe. I mean, POTUS is bringing the scunion, like daily. And I thought of it that way, I realized that those two terms are perfect to describe what Trump's team's efforts are right now. We're watching a political shock and awe campaign. We're watching a whole load of scunion being delivered. In legal terms, it would be a landmark ruling. In sports terms, it would be like a blowout victory. In Wall Street terms, everything would be up. In politics, it'd be a definitive win without a runoff. But in the slang of soldiers on the battlefield, oh yeah, Trump launched a shock and awe campaign and brought the scunion. I love those words. And I'm not sure why, I just do. They sort of encapsulate the sense that something came down hard and strong and decisive. And by the way, shock and awe is actually a real thing. In the military, it's officially known as the doctrine of rapid dominance. It means that you launch a campaign that is so decisive, so all-encompassing, from so many angles, with so many redundant systems involved, that it destroys the enemy's capabilities and even destroys their will to fight. The doctrine of rapid dominance calls for several components. Picture them. Number one, near total or absolute knowledge and understanding of yourself, your adversary, and your environment. Well, I think Trump has that. He came in knowing the lay of the land. Number two, rapid and timely in its application. Well, yeah, we're seeing that. It's rapid and boy, it's timely. They're getting it done, man. How about number three, operational brilliance in its execution? Well, yeah, so far it's been flawless. And number four, near total control and signature management of the entire operational environment. And yes, I would say that Trump's team is definitely in charge of their operational environment. Yeah, what we're watching in D.C. looks an awful lot like a well-orchestrated military campaign of rapid dominance. Shock and awe. A whole load of scunion. I was in Baghdad at the early part of the war, right? You may recall the invasion of Iraq was actually known as a shock and awe campaign. Like I said, shock and awe, it refers to that military strategy designed and implemented to quickly overwhelm the enemy by massive and overwhelming displays of force. Mixed in, by the way, with surprise attacks. All designed to paralyze the opposition's will to fight. Shock and awe tactics are used to actually achieve quick success on the battlefield. Essentially, it's about striking with such force and such spectacle, really, that it psychologically breaks the enemy's ability to resist. It's about more than just physically defeating them. It's about crushing their very souls. And in Baghdad, I saw it. I saw the ruins of the Ba'ath Party headquarters. I heard firsthand from people who were on the ground and watched as the Tomahawk cruise missiles and precision-guided munitions and the 3rd Infantry Division's Thunder Run into Baghdad all took place. I once sat on my fob in central Baghdad back during the first Shia uprising in early 2004, and I watched a Spectre gunship rain down fire and brimstone on the north side of an area called Sadr City. It was nighttime. We could hear Spectre overhead, but we couldn't see him without night vision, so we literally sat there with night vision goggles in lawn chairs on our fob and watched as heat rained down in the form of 25mm Gatling guns, 40mm Bofors cannons, and 105mm howitzers, just bringing overwhelming precision scunion from way up high in the nosebleed section. Now, I don't know what they were targeting, but whatever it was, it didn't stand a chance. and it was apparent that Spectre was up there bringing the scunion exactly as it should, in a way that describes shock and awe. It was strong, decisive, and final without any equivocation. Yeah, and that scunion thing, I love that word. Rumor has it that scunion was a word that came into the military lexicon back in Vietnam. It meant that you were laying down the heat on the enemy. No letting up until the decisive win was in the bag. Scunion is like bringing distress and destruction in rapid, visible fashion. Overlapping fields of fire, rounds on target, lots of rounds on target. What happened out there? Well, the boys brought the scunion. That's what happened out there. Shock and awe and scunion. That's what we're watching right now in D.C. as Trump makes his thunder run through the heart of the establishment's deep state. But let's also talk about what it's not. Because shock and awe and scunion, they are not mass casualty events. This is not a carpet bombing campaign. He's not leveling buildings and salting the earth. This is precision. This is on target. This is designed and implemented for overwhelming action that surgically removes the enemy's capabilities. And I say all that because I have to. And due to the intellectual dishonesty that's being foisted on the general public by the left-wing hand-wringers, because they're out there telling you a story that's not true. Schumer goes to the podium, AOC goes to her TikTok videos, the New York Times and Politico, they launch written hit pieces, liberal activists, they wail in the streets, and all of them cry that the end of times is before us. It's tyranny. It's the end of democracy. And that is so disingenuous. Well, those are soulless harpies, really, but it's also not true. The shock and awe campaign of the Trump 47 team is like watching that Spectre gunship use precision targeting systems to put highly effective rounds on their targets. And the Trump administration is being very precise, very targeted. While overwhelming and decisive as their overall plan seems to be, it's also been very, very targeted, very precise. He has a plan, he has targets, he's minimizing collateral damage, but he's taken out the enemy with overwhelming precision. And they don't know what hit them. Suddenly the checkbook was taken away. Transparency was brought to bear. Bureaucrats were fired. Prisoners set free. Investigations launched. Policies changed. Common sense restored. Good Lord, the left is reeling. And that's exactly what shock and awe is designed to do. Put the enemy on their heels and then keep them off balance. Hit them from all sides. Hit them fast, hit them hard, and then hit them again. Look, opportunistic elected officials are already calling for Trump's impeachment with less than 3 weeks in office. What does that tell you? That means he's hitting the mark. The Democratic National Committee, they're probably already campaigning to keep their jobs in the 2026 midterms by sending out solicitations for campaign contributions, attempting with all their chicken little fear-mongering about the world coming to an end to raise some money. Threats from across the spectrum of liberal media and all that, well, I tell you what, scunion draws them out, doesn't it? We find out the liberal media, though, was sucking down millions of taxpayer dollars from USAID, which is also sick, by the way, and represents the lowest form of hubris. The stoking of divisions in our already fractured society was being paid for by bureaucrats in the deep state. Elected officials, yeah, they're throwing tantrums like spoiled children who didn't get the right color balloon. But in the end, what we're really seeing, this huge event, this huge week we've had, a week that cemented the ability of the people to actually be heard by their government, it's just a shock and awe campaign with laser-guided munitions that, oh, by the way, is coming in hard and fast like a whole batch load of scunion. And there's going to be rhetoric, and there's going to be mistruths, and there's going to be protests, but they are now after the fact. The left is reeling in the face of shock and awe. Trump is bringing the scunion. Hard, deliberative, precise, and effective with devastating effect, and he's only getting started. I mean, yeah. It's only Thursday, right? Bring the scunion, boys. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.